A presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Abak, says former President Rawlings' call on Ghanaians to help President Mahama in his fight against corruption is welcome news. Also, his caution to President Mahama to be wary of some people around him is also being taken into consideration. And if there is a need for action, the president will act. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Abak said, President Mahama is always open to suggestions and will evaluate all suggestions and address them in the national interest.
First of all, I would say that President Mahama on several occasions has indicated his willingness and ability to accept suggestions and even accept criticisms in as far as they are intended to further the progress of the nation and to bolster and improve governance. Therefore, if the former president of the Republic, Jerry Rawlings, has called attention of the public to support the president in his fight against corruption and other social vices, and to ask the president to be cognizant of the possibility that some elements around him could be working against his own interests, I think it is something that the president would definitely take into account. And then if indeed the president finds information to confirm the caution which has been raised by the former president, I am sure he would act accordingly. So in his typical nature, he would listen to and hear all concerns and issues raised. He would evaluate them, and I believe that if there is a justification for those cautions or issues raised, he will do so in the national interest.
So how is the presidency taking the admonition?
Well, I think that knowing the nature of the president, and he has said publicly that he is not averse to criticism. He has also indicated that he has an open door policy. He, of course, has invited every Ghanaian to see themselves as a part of the collective in terms of correcting the vices in society and also to enhance the governance process. So everything that comes up, the president usually would take everything in good faith, but would reflect upon the cautions raised. And even when there is a need for action based on evidence, you know, he would do just that. So the president himself has encouraged our people to be bold and should be open and transparent in terms of what they think is wrong with society and the avenues that they think should be deployed to bring about an improvement in the system generally. So we would have to leave this to the discretion of the president, but quite clearly he is the president of the republic, but he is not averse to suggestions and perhaps even pointers about where there could be deficiencies in the system.
Dr. Clement Abak also commented on Mr. Alban Bagbin's recent statement that he's not getting access to the president.
Well, it is very difficult to dismiss or confirm that as far as I am concerned, because if you listen to Mr. Bagbin, he seems to indicate that his problem is that he's not been able to engage the president one-on-one. And he's also even gone on to explain that it is likely not the fault of the president, but it may have to do with the nature of his work and the exigencies of the time. And so he may have his reasons for going public, as he has said. But quite clearly, it is going to be very difficult to be very emphatic on the concerns that he has raised as it pertains to, you know, having direct access to the president. But again, the president would take this into account in good faith, and I am sure that what needs to be done will be done in the interest of the government and in the interest of the state.
Dr. Clement Abak is a presidential staffer.